Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book called Protein by Samantha King and Gavin Wheaton. And Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel weird about your morning smoothie?
Honestly, yes. It's not that the book tells you to stop eating protein. It's that it shows you how our whole idea of protein as this pure, essential, almost magical nutrient was invented over time. And once you see that, you can't unsee it.
Right. We tend to think protein is just a building block. It's in meat, eggs, shakes, and bars. It's the stuff you're supposed to get enough of after a workout. But the book argues that protein is actually a cultural concept, one that's been shaped by scientists, corporations, and even national pride.
Exactly.
And the story starts in the 19th century, before the word even existed. Early chemists isolated this organic compound and called it protein from the Greek word for, of prime importance. That was a huge claim that there's one substance that's the key to life itself.
And that idea was intoxicating. Suddenly, protein wasn't just a nutrient, it was the nutrient. The authors show how this got tangled up with ideas about work and masculinity and national strength. Like, the German chemist Karl Voigt decided how much protein a hardworking man should eat. That number was supposed to fuel the industrial machine.
Right.
And then in the 20th century, we discovered amino acids. That changed everything. Suddenly, not all proteins were equal. Animal proteins were called complete or first class, and plant proteins were labeled incomplete or second class. That created a hierarchy that made meat eating a status symbol.
But the part that really got me was how the protein industry was born. The book talks about how the idea of protein deficiency became a marketing tool. Companies sold powdered milk and fortified cereals by making people anxious that they weren't getting enough. And international aid organizations framed hunger as a protein problem, not a calorie problem.
Which the authors push back on. They point out that real starvation is usually about not enough calories, not specifically protein. The focus on protein was a convenient way to open new markets and sell expensive processed foods to people who had thrived on plant-based diets for generations.
And that's where it gets personal. The book argues that the protein industry has colonized our sense of self. We're told to eat protein within a window after a workout. We buy powders and bars. Tracking your protein intake becomes a sign that you're disciplined, that you're optimizing your body.
Right.
And the authors call this protein anxiety. We worry constantly about getting enough, even in a world of abundance. But for most people in wealthy countries, protein deficiency is virtually non-existent. The real dietary problems are too many calories, too much sugar, too much processed food, not a lack of steak.
So the book isn't anti-protein. It's pro-questioning. It wants us to see that our obsession with protein is a symptom of a deeper desire to reduce life to numbers, to optimize everything.
And the environmental side is huge. The demand for animal protein is driving deforestation, water pollution, greenhouse gases. The authors don't preach a specific diet, but they make it clear that our current system isn't sustainable. That's why alternative proteins, plant-based meats, lab-grown meat, insect protein are trying to mimic the taste and status of meat without the ecological cost.
One of my favorite parts was the reminder that animals like gorillas and elephants build massive bodies on leaves and plants. They don't worry about amino acid profiles. Their bodies just do the work. It's a humbling perspective.
The book's central message is actually liberating. It says that for most of us, the best thing we can do is stop worrying about protein. Eat a varied diet of whole foods. Listen to your body. Trust the ancient wisdom of your biology. The body has been managing protein for millions of years. It doesn't need our constant micromanagement.
So the takeaway for me is that protein isn't a thing you consume. It's a relationship between your body and the world, between your food and the soil, between your health and the planet's health. That's a much richer story than eat more to build muscle.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
It's a book that changes how you see a piece of chicken or a scoop of powder. It doesn't give you a diet plan, but it gives you something better, the confidence to question the stories you've been told.
Right.
Protein is about freedom, from anxiety, from marketing, from the idea that your body is a machine that needs constant optimization. We'll see you in the next one.